The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With that, but I have some friends who I have asked to call in because we are now celebrating the 100th year of women and the right to vote. And I have two friends on the line with me, Deanna Bass Williams and her sister, Dee Dee Bass Wilborn. And I've asked them to come on and let's just talk about this a little bit. Friends, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I have to admit, buddy, it is a little early for Deb down here in the Carolinas, but I was so glad that I was able to find the two of you. Let's talk about the women's right to vote. I mean, 100 years. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. It is. It's totally crazy. But Deb, we just wanted to say we've been listening to you. We've been up very early this morning, and we've been listening in the last hour, and we're just glad that you're sounding the alarm on socialism because we've been in business. We are a Black-owned business, two sisters, been in business for 13 years and completely surviving through all this because of the free market. So just wanted to say woohoo and thank you.
Socialism is dangerous and people need to know it. So we're glad you're sounding the alarm. But yes, the 19th Amendment, we're so excited. The 100th anniversary of women gaining the right to vote. The actual anniversary date is August 26th, but we have been celebrating really for the last year, Dee Dee and I have. And we believe that the vote is hugely important. Everyone needs to vote. We love that you're encouraging your audience today to voice their opinion. But our real opinion comes when we go into the ballot box, pull that lever, and vote. So we are excited to celebrate women getting the right to vote 100 years ago.
Yeah, and you know what I love? I love on the headline that you wrote me, "Remember the Ladies."
Yes, and you know what? That actually comes from a letter that Abigail Adams wrote to her husband, John Adams, when he was at the Continental Convention.
Yes.
And she wrote to him to remember the ladies. And, of course, John Adams is one of our favorite presidents. He's a president who actually one of the early presidents who did not own slaves. We love him and love Abigail Adams, and they were always bent towards making sure that we were marching towards becoming that perfect union. So this smart woman encouraged her husband to remember the ladies.
And he did. So we're very excited about that.
He remembered them, but everyone didn't.
No, everyone did not.
You know what I think is great, and I'm not sure if all my listeners know, but the Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission is an official commission, and it was a bipartisan group of those in D.C. who said, listen, this is really worth discussion. So that's why I wanted you to come on and first of all, bring us up to date, because I think it's cool. The chairwoman is Kay Cole James. Many of us know her with the Heritage Foundation. Former Senator Barbara Mikulski, man, she's been in politics ever since I was very young. And then there's this new executive director, Rebecca Cleefish.
Well, actually, Rebecca, who was the lieutenant governor of
Wisconsin,
she stepped down.
Okay.
And Kay Cole James, who is our mentor, we consider her our political mom.
Cool.
She started the commission, she and Barbara Mikulski, but then they turned over the reins as well. But it is a bipartisan commission because there should be nothing partisan about celebrating the 19th Amendment.
All right. So let's start with the very beginning. The difference between a suffragist, a suffragist, and a suffragist. All right, help me out. Nothing like being a speech coach and can't get the word out. So.
The difference between a suffragist and a suffragette, right? Well, they both advocated for the right for women voting. And the term suffragist was used in the U.S. and suffragette was used in Great Britain in an article around 1906,
Around 1906, a journalist called them suffragette, and he was actually trying to diminish them because, like, E-T-T-E, et, was like a little suffrage. And so he was trying to be nasty, but the British women actually
took control of the name and they decided to run with it. American Women were like, we're not having that. We're suffragists. So, but they both advocated for women gaining the right to vote.
Cool. All right. What should Americans know about this movement? Because you know they're not teaching this in college or high school. You get like one day of it. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, women got the right to vote. Everybody got the right to vote. And it we just roll over it.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And when women gained the right to vote with the 19th Amendment, everyone didn't quite get the right to vote yet. So black women and even black men at that point still had to lobby and advocate for access to the ballot box. But again, we celebrate this day because we believe that America is the greatest experiment in democracy, and we're always marching towards being that perfect union. And so, you know, the 19th Amendment, we encourage people to just, like right now, there's so much information that people are sharing throughout social media, and we encourage people to just dig in and learn about it. But more than anything, we want to celebrate the 19th Amendment because it just underscores the importance of voting. We think of all of the, you know, I think I might get the number wrong, but something between 30 to 40 evangelicals stay home and don't vote. Like, we are people of faith, and we believe that we should share our faith when we're in the ballot box, you know. And so we believe that as women, as black women, as Christians, as business owners, we have an opinion, and the only way we can share that opinion really is by voting. So
I agree with you. Yeah. Hey, so what's going to happen is I've got to take a break. Please stay with me. And when we come back, what I really want to, you know, I'm a woman. I work in this political realm, but you know, I only know the names like Elizabeth, Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and Ida Wells. I know there's got to be a lot of other women who are what we're going to call unsung heroes. So we're going to go to a quick break. I am on the phone with two amazing new friends of mine, Deanna Bass Williams and her rock star sister, Dee Dee Bass Wilborn. They've got Bass Public Affairs, and they are celebrating the women's suffrage 100 years, women's right to vote. It's basically taking place this full year where we're kind of recognizing that. And just a quick aside, I think I have this right, Dee Dee. Your logo is a dragonfly because you decided a butterfly was too sweet. You wanted something with attitude. Did I get that right?
That is absolutely correct.
I'm going to have to remember that. I'm going to be a dragonfly because I'm sweet as a butterfly, but with attitude. That you rock. I love that. Okay, so let's go back to the big thing. I think all of us grew up knowing about the few women. There's got to be so many more. Now, I got to tell you real quick. My grandmother lived to be, I think, 98. And she remembers when she got the right to vote. You know, as a kid, I'm like, what? You didn't always have it? And I called her Graham. And Graham was like, no, Deb. She had to have been late teens. And then she got the right to vote. And it was a big deal. They were living, I believe, in Cody, Wyoming back then, or upstate New York. So, she lived through that. I mean, it's like, of course, your grandmother's history, but that was real history for me. All right, tell me about the other women.
So there are thousands and thousands of women who are fighting for the right at the ballot box. But Deanna, there are two sets of women who are actually sisters, and all of them are from South Carolina. And most suffragists were abolitionists and didn't support slavery. And two of our favorite were the Grimke sisters, Sarah and Angelina Grimke. And they're, like I said, they're both native-born South Carolinians, and they renounced their family's practice of keeping slaves. And so they were two strong sisters fighting for black women to gain the right to vote. Another set of sisters, I think it was five of them, they're the Rollin sisters, also from South Carolina. Yep. And they, like the Grimke sisters, believe that every woman had a voice and every woman should have a vote. And we think, you know, Deb, we've been listening to you. You're a rock star. You don't hold back. But for women to actually speak in public during this time, in some cases, was against the law. So for these women, these wonderful women from South Carolina to actually not only tell their family this is important, we're moving forward and doing this, but actually going across the country and sharing the importance of suffrage and ending slavery was huge. I mean, we think of just our ability to put on social media what we want to say and what we want to do, but
right.
but these brave women did it when it really could have cost them everything.
Absolutely.
Did it cost them everything?
In some cases, it did. You know, some women, you know, we've actually been doing some research. We're working on a documentary about this issue, and we hope that your viewers will watch it on August 26th on our social, on our Facebook page. But some women, actually, it was so devastating. We're finding women who actually committed suicide because of the separation and loss and anxiety. I mean, it was a huge deal. You talk about your grandmother, and we think it was that 100 years ago was not that long ago.
Really,
you know,
was.
It was just a blink of an eye. And so that we have people in our lives who that we can touch who actually did not have access to the ballot box, that is amazing. And so we're celebrating again the 19th Amendment because we believe everyone should vote, period. And we think that sounding the celebration bell right now, certainly as we're moving into November, which is a huge and important election, that we that people exercise the franchise and vote.
Let me ask you a couple of questions because I, you know, walking through and trying to do a little bit of my homework, were there certain strategies that they used, or was it using the fact of either family name or wealth or means that basically said, come to the table, and you had to come to the table, and then explain why this was so important?
These women, they were all so creative. Some of them came from very prominent families. Some of them did not. Some of them, they were just strong and knew that it was very important that all women have that right to vote. And like Dina was saying, it was very dangerous. But even in spite of that, they believed that they needed to continue to march forward and continue to fight that good fight to actually to make it happen for all women. And, you know, towards the end, in the, you know, 1910s and to the 1920, women began to be a little bit more aggressive. They were, Alice Paul was a woman who led the movement, and she was younger. She had been trained kind of in the British way of fighting for voting rights. Mm-hmm. And so the British women were actually a little bit more aggressive than American women. And so they were kind of in your face, loud, and quite more aggressive. So the first picketing in front of the White House were actually women picketing for the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used all different strategies. If it meant people who had wealth, Amelia Bloomer had a newspaper. She was a journalist. Ida B. Wells, also a journalist. So every avenue possible women used. And there were men who were, we call them suffragettes, who also advocated for the right of women to vote.
So I've got one of my callers has written in on our text line, and she says, it's Rose from Simpsonville, and she said, wasn't it the Democratic Party that fought tooth and nail against the 19th Amendment? Which party came out most in favor and finally to win this vote? Do you have that on? Is that something you talk about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Democrats they were typically opposed to freedom in general. So they were certainly not the abolitionist crowd, and the suffragists really were born of the abolitionist crowd. There are some posters in the end when Alice Paul put her eyes on the Republicans because of some votes that she wanted to make sure that they made. But in general, the Republicans really have been the party of freedom, you know, the party of liberty and opportunity. So in general, this movement certainly was championed by Republicans larger than Democrats.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what's happening in South Carolina. Do we have events lined up? I know that there's one down at the State House that our lieutenant governor is involved in. Are there other events that people can get involved in? And
yes,
not just South Carolina. Hold on, guys. I've got friends in North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia. We're heard all over this state, and all over the upstate. So where would somebody go to find more information, to be a part? So either we're teaching our younger generation the history that they should have been taught, or we're reminding ourselves of the amazing freedoms we have in this unbelievably blessed country.
You know, most states have women's centennial commissions. So if you just Google, type in your state name and women's centennial commission, then you'll come up with a lot of events. And we're excited that there are some things going on in South Carolina. The University of South Carolina has some events that are going on. And unfortunately, because of COVID, a lot of the events that were going to be in person have turned into virtual events. We encourage, there's an event in that honors the Rollins sisters called the Sins of Omission, and that's a virtual event that actually is going to take place in on August 10th on Monday. It's a South Carolina based event that's virtual. But if you Google your state name and Dee Dee would love to tell you about some of the things that we're doing nationally that you can take part in that are virtual.
All right. So if they go to suffragesisters.com on Facebook as well, and then that's also our webpage, we have a list of different activities that we're doing. We're having a national Zoom celebration on August 15th. We would love for ladies and men to RSVP to participate in that. And like Dina said earlier, we're going to be hosting our documentary that's going to show live on August 26th. And anyone who would love to, we would love for them to record themselves reading the 19th Amendment. It literally takes about 19 seconds, to be honest. But to read the 19th Amendment, share it on their social media using the hashtag 19A100. Or they can send it to us at dd@suffragesisters.com. But we would love to get tons and tons of people reading the 19th Amendment and sharing it in their social media using that hashtag.
And yeah, absolutely. And just talking about the 19th Amendment and the power of the vote, we take it for granted, but we vote for a dog catcher. It's so important.
And
so
we've been working in Dean and I have been working in, and we worked in our first political campaign when I was 12.
And Dina was 11.
Right. And so we know, and we were calling and doing droplets and things like that. So it's very important to start at a young age, but the vote is hugely important. And we all have to make sure that we exercise that right to vote.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go to a break, but let me make sure I have this right, friends. So what I'm looking for is www.suffragesisters.com.
Suffrage Sisters, suffragesisters.com.
All right. Okay. .com. And then you want me to go on and do a quick video of reading the 19th Amendment and hashtag it 19A100.
Yes, 19A100.
All right.
The letter A and 100.
That is great. All right, friends, I am so thankful that you called in today. I've got to take a quick break. I've had the joy of speaking to Dina Bass Williams, her sister Dee Dee Bass Wilborn, and they are leading the charge celebrating the 100th year of women winning the right to vote.